On the same day that Border Patrol warned that cartels were spreading rumors that the border was open to asylum seekers, hundreds of migrants attempted to cross the border near the center of the crossing last night. Recently, a Texas National Guardsman taking part in Operation Lone Star decided to go on a shooting spree across the border, turning a migrant's V into a real-life game of dodgeball. But wait, there's more. Texas Army National Guard soldiers are talking heads faster than a taco truck at lunchtime. They're exposing Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star for what they say is actually a political puppet show. In this fascinating video, we'll go into the details of the migrants who were fired and the Texas soldiers' complaint. Operation Lone Star. Texas Army National Guard soldiers are raising concerns about the dehumanization of migrants and the alarming diversion of resources for political purposes. Naturally, this has sparked a conversation about the recent dehumanization of migrants by the United States. One of the incidents mentioned by the public occurred on the Rio Grande in the El Paso area. A Texas National Guardsman, deployed as part of Operation Lone Star, fired his weapon across the border into Mexican territory, injuring a Mexican migrant who was desperately trying to reach the United States. This unusual cross-border shooting raised serious questions about the use of force and the treatment of migrants. The Rio Grande, a natural border separating the United States from Mexico, has long been at the center of debates about immigration and border security. In an effort to reduce illegal crossings, Governor Greg Abbott ordered the deployment of U.S. troops, razor wire, and other barriers along the Rio Grande as part of Operation Lone Star. However, that fateful night, things took a dramatic turn. The Texas National Guardsman, whose identity has not been released, was stationed near the border as part of a security effort. In a moment of heightened tension, the soldier made a decision that would have far-reaching consequences. When he fired his weapon across the border, he wounded a Mexican migrant attempting to make the dangerous journey from Ciudad Juarez to the United States. U.S. officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, revealed that the shooting occurred during the soldier's deployment along the Rio Grande. The officials with knowledge of the incident shared the shocking information, shedding light on the events that unfolded that night. The Texas Department of the Military, which oversees the National Guard, issued a statement acknowledging that a soldier on the border had discharged a weapon. The department assured the public that a thorough investigation was underway and promised to provide more information as it became available. Erica Miller, a spokeswoman for the Texas Department of Public Safety, confirmed that the shooting is also being investigated by the Texas Rangers, the state's investigative law enforcement agency. News of the incident spread quickly, capturing the attention of both the United States and Mexico. Mexican news reports identified the wounded man as a Mexican immigrant who had been shot by U.S. authorities. The man is reportedly in stable condition. However, Mexico's foreign ministry has not commented on the incident and its officials have remained silent, leaving many to wonder about possible diplomatic implications. Customs and Border Protection officials have clarified that U.S. Border Patrol agents were not involved in the shooting. According to a CBP official briefed on the incident, the Texas Guardsmen opened fire after three men on the Mexican side of the border began attacking a group of migrants with a knife. The migrants, desperate to cross the river, found themselves in a life-threatening situation when violence erupted. In response to this imminent danger, the National Guardsman made a split-second decision to use his weapon. The Rio Grande, a lifeline for many migrants seeking a better life, was a treacherous obstacle fraught with danger. Criminal gangs charge exorbitant fees to migrants attempting to cross into the United States. These gangs enforce their toll system with lethal violence, leaving migrants and mercadores vulnerable. Adam Isakson, a senior security analyst with the Washington Office on Latin America, expressed concern about the incident. He noted that it is rare for a U.S. soldier on U.S. soil to discharge his weapon at a civilian. Isaacson stressed the need for a thorough investigation to determine whether there was an imminent risk of loss of life or serious injury. He also noted that this is not the first time that Texas National Guard personnel assigned to Operation Lone Star have been involved in shooting incidents. In January of last year, soldiers confronted a group of migrants at an abandoned house in the lower Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. During the standoff, one man was shot and wounded, though his injuries were not life-threatening. The incidents, along with previous cross-border shootings involving the U.S. Border Patrol, have raised concerns about the tactics used in border security operations. Governor Greg Abbott, a fierce critic of President Biden's immigration policies, has earmarked a significant amount of state funding totaling $4 billion for Operation Lone Star. However, immigrant advocacy groups and some Democrats argue that these tactics put migrants at greater risk of harm. The Biden administration has even filed legal challenges to the floating barrier system Abbott installed in the Rio Grande. The incident has further fueled ongoing debate over immigration policies and the use of military force at the border. Cross-border shootings in which U.S. forces fire into Mexican territory are typically rare. The U.S. Border Patrol was involved in six such incidents between 2010 and 2012, but there have been no incidents since. The shooting of the Texas National Guardsman adds to a small number of cases and raises questions about the rules of engagement and accountability of U.S. military personnel stationed at the border. The incident has also drawn attention to diplomatic implications between the United States and Mexico. The United States and Mexico share a complex economic relationship as major trading partners. Any tension or dispute along the border could strain this vital economic alliance. Former Republican presidential candidates such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have vowed to take even more aggressive measures along the border, including sending troops into Mexico to go after drug traffickers and criminal groups. Mexican officials have warned that such actions would be viewed as an invasion by the United States. The incident has also sparked protests and demonstrations on both sides of the border. Activists and human rights organizations have called for greater accountability and transparency in border security operations. They argue that the use of force should always be a last resort and that migrants' rights and dignity must be respected throughout the immigration process. In response to Governor Abbott's border security measures, the Biden administration has filed legal action challenging the floating barrier system installed in the Rio Grande. The administration argues that these barriers impede the natural flow of the river and disrupt the delicate ecosystem. The legal battle between the federal government and the state of Texas adds another layer of complexity to the already contentious issue of border security. Now, adding to the already delicate situation, soldiers from the Texas Army National Guard have spoken out. These soldiers who have served on the front lines of Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star have stepped forward to share their shocking concerns about the mission. They believe that Operation Lone Star is nothing more than a show, political theater designed to create spectacle rather than effectively address immigration challenges. They say the mission dehumanizes immigrants, diverts resources from more important areas and gives troopers and state police authority over immigration enforcement. One soldier said, "We signed up to serve and protect, but this mission feels more like a show of force than a real solution. It's heartbreaking." The soldiers express deep concerns about the dehumanizing treatment of migrants and the harm caused by the use of razor wire along the border. They reveal that this razor-sharp wire, intended as a deterrent, can cause significant cuts and injuries to those seeking a better life. The soldiers' testimonies shed light on the harsh reality migrants face and the moral implications of their involvement in this mission. When these soldiers interact with families and children seeking asylum, they are confronted with the human side of the immigration crisis. The emotional toll weighs heavily on their shoulders, further fueling their concerns about the true intentions of Operation Lone Star. The number of migrants and asylum seekers at the Texas-Mexico border has reached unprecedented levels, creating an urgent need for a broader government response. The Border Patrol alone does not have the capacity or personnel to cope with the situation, especially with reinforcements at official ports of entry. This has led to the deployment of volunteer soldiers from the Texas Army National Guard, attracted by the lure of high salaries. Some soldiers are even choosing to extend their service at the border despite the difficulties they face. While this may seem like a positive development, it is overshadowed by the strained relationship between Texas and the federal government. Communication between Texas and the federal government has diminished, with both sides pointing fingers and shifting blame. The collaborative effort has become a battleground of competing interests and threats of criminal charges. Governor Greg Abbott's tough stance has further strained the relationship, as the federal government feels its authority is being undermined. Testimonies from soldiers reveal the moral toll of the situation as they interact with families and children seeking asylum. They witness firsthand the desperation and hope in their eyes, making it all the more difficult to reconcile their involvement in a mission they believe is more about creating of a spectacle than with the search for a solution. Another alarming revelation is the misapplication of federal immigration law by state law enforcement participating in the operation. Troopers highlight the use of misdemeanor charges such as trespassing to apprehend immigrants, which may not conform to proper legal procedures. Furthermore, it is shocking to learn that the National Guard troops participating in Operation Lone Star lack adequate training in immigration law. This raises serious questions about their ability to navigate complex immigration issues and adequately enforce federal laws. Operation Lone Star, with its focus on deterrence and punishment, sends a powerful message about how Texas views immigrants seeking asylum. By prioritizing enforcement measures over humanitarian considerations, the state risks perpetuating a narrative that devalues the lives and struggles of those seeking safety and a better future. Furthermore, the diversion of resources to political theater not only undermines the effectiveness of Operation Lone Star but also raises questions about the allocation of taxpayer funds. How have the troops exposed themselves? Valuable resources that could be used to address the root causes of migration and provide much-needed support are being diverted for the sake of appearances. The implications of Operation Lone Star extend beyond the immediate impact on migrants and resource allocation. It also has the potential to strain diplomatic relations and create a divisive political environment. While the troops acknowledge the need for a broader government response to the growing number of migrants and asylum seekers at the border, they stress the importance of a comprehensive and humane approach. Operation Lone Star, as currently designed, fails to address the root causes of migration and does not provide a sustainable solution to the border crisis. There is a pressing need for increased cooperation and coordination among federal, state, and local authorities. By working together, these entities can pool their resources and expertise to develop a more effective and sustainable response to the border crisis. This collaborative approach would ensure a more streamlined and efficient process that would allow for the proper allocation of resources and the provision of essential services to migrants. Furthermore, proponents of a comprehensive approach emphasize the importance of addressing the root causes of migration. This includes addressing economic disparities, violence, and political instability in countries of origin. By investing in long-term solutions that promote stability and opportunity, we can help create conditions that deter people from embarking on dangerous journeys in search of safety. A compassionate approach is also crucial. Rather than focusing solely on enforcement and punishment, Advocates call for a system that prioritizes protecting migrants' human rights and dignity. This includes providing access to legal representation, ensuring fair and efficient asylum processes, and offering support and resources to those in need. Furthermore, increased investment in immigration courts and personnel is needed. The asylum case backlog and lack of adequate resources have contributed to delays and inefficiencies in the system. By addressing these issues, we can ensure that asylum seekers receive fair and timely hearings, reducing pressure on both asylum seekers and migrants. Immigrants and the immigration system. Let's delve into some of the most heartbreaking cases over the years. It's heartbreaking. In a video that has shocked the world, we witness a heartbreaking scene on the banks of the Rio Grande. Footage obtained by Texas Public Radio shows a mother and her baby in a dangerous situation, desperately pleading for help as they struggle to stay afloat. Eyewitnesses attest to the terrifying experience. Both mother and child went underwater for a short time after several minutes of struggling before resurfacing. The woman, believed to be an immigrant trying to cross into the United States, is heard pleading in Spanish. "I can't walk anymore. I beg you. Please help me. I really can't anymore." Making this scene even more harrowing is the presence of Texas National Guard soldiers just a few feet away in a boat. Despite the woman's desperate cries for help, the soldiers seem to ignore her, pleas without offering assistance or communication. Their lack of response is truly shocking and raises serious questions about their duty to protect and serve. Adding to the incredulity, a Customs and Border Protection rubber dinghy is seen speeding past the mother and child. The presence of this CBP vessel, responsible for the rescue operation, only deepens the sense of frustration and disbelief at the inaction of the soldiers. Following the release of the shocking video, the Texas Department of the Military issued a statement in response to the incident. According to the statement provided to Texas Public Radio, Texas National Guard soldiers approached the woman and child in the boat and determined that there were no signs of medical distress, injury, or incapacitation. They believed that the woman and child were capable of returning to the Mexican coast and therefore the soldiers remained on scene to monitor the situation. This response by the Texas Military Department raises serious questions about their assessment of the situation and their duty to assist at such a time. Critical. In contrast, Customs and Border Protection remained silent and did not respond to repeated requests for comment on the incident. CBP's lack of comment only increases frustration and leaves many unanswered questions about its role and responsibility in this distressing situation. While the authenticity of the video was confirmed by Texas Public Radio, it is important to note that they were unable to independently verify what happened before and after the video went dark. Eyewitnesses to the harrowing incident have come forward to shed light on the severity of the situation and their perspectives on the actions of the Texas National Guard soldiers. Priscilla Lugo, the advocacy coordinator for Latino Justice PRL, shot the video between Shelby Park and the Kickapoo Tribes Reservation in Eagle Pass. Lugo vividly describes the events leading up to the mother and child's desperate pleas for help. Two of the adults manage to cross the river, and that's when we see the mother with the baby in tow. They stay behind, stuck, too tired to walk. The mother is too tired to walk and is crying, screaming, and asking for help. Lugo's account is corroborated by Jesse Fuentes, a local owner of a Piscano and kayak, who was present during the incident. Fuentes explains that there were two rafts of water near the woman with two guards on each raft positioned just 4 to 6 feet apart. The woman's desperate cries for help are captured on video as she pleads, "Please bring the raft closer. Please don't leave me here." The video clearly shows the four guards watching the woman intently, but their lack of communication or assistance is striking. Priscilla Lugo reflects on this disturbing scene, stating, "It's so raw to see how we are fed this lie and this performance that these individuals are here to keep us safe and that they are here performing a public safety measure. They're literally letting a mother and a young child drown at their own risk. And that is considered a viable form of public safety in the state of Texas and in border communities. These eyewitness accounts provide a first-hand perspective on the harrowing incident and highlight the disbelief and outrage felt by those who witnessed the inaction of the Texas National Guard soldiers. Another incident occurred when Carmelo Cruz Marcos found himself in the treacherous terrain of Skeleton Canyon, a corridor known for its unforgiving nature. Carmelo was not alone. He was traveling with a group of at least 9 other migrants, all of whom were hoping to cross the border and find a better future. Clad in camouflage and carpet booties, typical of migrants traveling through the region, Carmelo and his companions were determined to the other side. Little did they know that night would change their lives forever. Enter Kendrick B. Staley, a Border Patrol agent who joined the force in 2019 after a brief stint as a police officer in Utah. Stye was assigned to the agency's mounted unit known as the Horse Patrol. His partner, Tristan, was a 7-year veteran of the agency. On that fateful night, Stye and Tang were on duty, patrolling the area looking for signs of illegal border crossers. As they continued their patrol, their radios clicked on to alert them that a sensor had detected migrants in the vicinity. With a sense of urgency, Stagely and Tang headed toward the sensor's location. The terrain was becoming increasingly rugged, forcing the agents to dismount and continue on foot. The darkness of the night was pierced only by the faint glow of their flashlights as they moved forward, determined to apprehend the border crossers. And then they saw them. The group of migrants, among Carmelo Cruz Marcos, who was in the group, had become their target. Frightened by the presence of the agents, the migrants fled. Their desperation led them to seek refuge in the darkness. Estahel, with his partner Tang, providing support from a distance. He approached Carmelo, who was now separated from the rest of the group, and then, in a fraction of a second, everything changed. Carmelo, facing Staley, turned around and threw a punch with a closed fist. Stye, caught off guard, felt the blow deflect from his shoulder and hit his jaw. The situation quickly escalated, descending into chaos. Estahel, driven by fear and a protective instinct, threw Carmelo to the ground. He demanded that he put his hands behind his back, but the immigrant did not comply. A struggle ensued and he tried to tear his arms off, but his efforts were futile. Fearing for his life and for the safety of his partner, Estahel resorted to desperate measures. He began to repeatedly hit Carmelo in the face. In a moment of desperation, Carmelo managed to push Heli off his back, providing a brief respite from the relentless onslaught, but the danger was almost over. Seizing the opportunity, Carmelo's hand reached for a rock, a defensive weapon in his desperate bid to survive. Now facing a potential threat to his life, Heli made a split-second decision that would have irreversible consequences. Estahel pulled out his service pistol, aimed at Carmelo, and fired. Tang rushed to the scene upon hearing the gunshots, found Heli standing over Carmelo's lifeless body, and realized the gravity of the situation. Tang, trying to make sense of the chaos, attempted to render medical assistance to Carmelo, but it was too late. Life had already been extinguished, leaving behind a scene of tragedy and despair. Following the fatal encounter, investigators sought to gather information from the migrants who had traveled with Carmelo Cruz Marcos. Their testimonies paint a chilling picture that contradicts the official version put forth by Stye and her partner Tristan. One of the migrants' most disturbing claims is that Border Patrol agents appeared to tamper with evidence and create a cover-up following Carmelo's death. They allege that agents moved Carmelo's body after he died, raising serious questions about the integrity of the investigation. Even more shocking is the allegation that Stye's partner Tristan told one of the migrants that everything would be okay while Stye claimed she was scared and that Carmelo had threatened her with a rock. These allegations suggest a possible cover-up and a troubling lack of transparency. Ricardo Peña, head of the Mexican consulate in Douglas, Arizona, where Stye and Tang are located, condemned the use of violence and expressed support for a thorough and independent investigation. The consulate stands with Carmelo's family in their quest for justice and accountability. The investigation into Carmelo's killing has also shed light on the role of the Border Patrol's Critical Incident Teams, a controversial crime scene response unit. These teams that have faced allegations of tampering with investigations and evidence in cases involving migrant deaths are being disbanded after years of scrutiny. The disbandment reflects the need for transparency and impartial investigations in cases of this nature. Carmelo's wife, Jasmine Nape Quintero, has passionately defended her husband's character, stating that he would never threaten the Border Patrol. She wants to clear his name and ensure that other families do not suffer the same pain and loss. After months of silence, the Cochise County District Attorney's Office made a shocking announcement. They stated that there was insufficient evidence to file charges against Border Patrol agent Kendrick BBY Staley in the shooting of Carmelo Cruz Marcos. The office stated that Stye's actions appeared justified under Arizona's self-defense laws, leaving many to question the integrity of the investigation. The Cochise County Sheriff's Department, the lead local agency investigating the case, released a file containing 28 pages on which the prosecutor's decision was based. This dossier provided information about the evidence and testimony collected during the investigation. In his interview with authorities, Stagel described fearing for his life during his encounter with Carmelo Cruz Marcos. Staley's partner, Tristan, who did not witness the fatal encounter, confirmed that Stye, who was distraught after killing Carmelo, asked to be held. The killing of Carmelo Cruz Marcos has sparked outrage and condemnation both locally and internationally. The incident has brought to light the deep-rooted problems surrounding the treatment of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. People from all walks of life are demanding answers and accountability for the loss of life. For many, this case has become a symbol of the systematic, brutal treatment of migrants. It underscores the urgent need for Border Patrol reform and a re-evaluation of law enforcement tactics at the border. The conflicting accounts and allegations surrounding this incident have underscored the importance of transparency and of independent investigations. The demand for an impartial investigation, free from any potential conflict of interest, has grown louder. It is crucial to ensure that the truth is uncovered and justice is served. Carmelo's family, along with his legal representation, Carnes & Carnes, are at the forefront of the fight for justice. They are determined to clear Carmelo's name and hold those responsible accountable. Their quest for justice extends beyond their own tragedy, as they aim to prevent similar incidents from happening in the future. Public pressure has played a significant role in shedding light on this case and demanding accountability. The outrage expressed by individuals, organizations, and communities has amplified the voices of the marginalized and drawn attention to the systemic issues at play. The killing of Carmelo Cruz Marcos underscores the urgent need for reform of the Border Patrol and the immigration system as a whole. It demands a thorough examination of policies, training, and accountability mechanisms to ensure human rights are protected and future crimes are prevented. Tragedies. If you enjoyed this video, click on the card that appears on your screen right now to watch more videos. M.